I'll call the committee hearing for our House File 272, and what is the Senate number here? Do you know the Senate number?
1272, I believe.
For our conference committee to see if we can come to an agreement and wordage on bringing these two bills together. Would you like me to explain, as the House File, give you an update of where this came from and where we're headed with it, or where we wish to head with it? Thank you for wanting me to do that.
Thank you, Larry.
If you will, I would.
What we're doing is updating a 1943 law, and the 1943 law was a guaranteeing of licenses and certificates and permits that would be held when people went into active military duty. So when they got back, they could go back to work and their licenses would be there. This is kind of a grandfathered in technique. It is not an unusual activity, and that is in law. Also, you know, simultaneously, there's a federal law called USERRA, which protects a person's job, doesn't deal that much with licensing, but deals with the protection of the job. In USERRA, also, there is some phrasing that if the employer is uncomfortable with the training, that the employer has to provide that training at their cost and at their time. We were going along pretty well with these, except the Senate language on the side-by-side, if you look at 214 through 219, actually defines what you would like to have the person have for the use of firearms. The difference was we defined firearms and force, and this is would really make, I think, departments comfortable, but it's counterpositive to what we were wanting to do. Plus, it's probably in violation of and not very enforceable. And that would be that there would be specific training happening in each of the weapons. The problem with opening that door is that many of the other licenses, people would probably want similar language, and now we have a landslide acting against the veterans rather than for the veterans. And the whole thing started with wanting to protect the veterans and updating the language of this 1943 Act and making it congruent with USERRA. So from the House side, we would like to delete 214 to 219. And if that's all we've done with this, we've brought it together, and I think the House would feel comfortable, and the veterans would feel comfortable, the government would feel comfortable. In this process and looking for compromise, I have written an amendment, which is at your desk, A070901. Do you have that amendment?
Yes, I do.
And that amendment says that any of the training that would be related would be the employer's responsibility to provide that, and the licensee would be back to work. And if that does exactly what we wanted to do, the law actually would be improved from the original intent. I would stand for questions on that briefing.
I would ask hello, Senator.
Senator.
I'm not seeing where the period is on 214.
Morning.
I wanted to start your amendment after the period.
Now, it would be a state requires firearm training, and then however we get this within the English barrier to say that insert any occupation in it. Professional estates for training an employee, not limited to licensing, certificate, registration for trade, employee occupations, or professional for which.
Are you working on the Senate language?
Yes, on the Senate language.
Or are you working on the House? I think this is modified to the House.
I think
you can modify it to the House also. Yes, you can modify it to the House as well.
Yeah. But I think a period. Sorry.
Go ahead. Mr. Severson, Representative.
I think on 214, you got training period. Do you have that on your copy? On the House side?
Right.
And then just adding on this to the any compensatory job-related education or training.
Okay, it's a House. Okay. Right. Adding that one on to. And there, the amendment would actually begin after that period. Kind of brings the bill into compliance with federal law.
Okay.
And
it allows back to our employer to fine with this.
Yeah. You know, it allows an employer to require additional training when they come in, but they would have to pay for that.
The employer
would have to pay for it, and in the meantime, put the individual back to work.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, in the initial intent, I think when we were pushing this through, it says, as Chair Oz has talked about, that we had some occasions where some of these individuals were coming back. They were being held off the job because their qualifications had lapsed. And so they were saying that they had to get the training before they would meet the criteria to be reemployed. And what we were trying to do with this is just kind of close that gap and say, you have to, if they had that job, you have to employ them and get them the training. And that kind of incents them to get the training as soon as possible.
This actually defines what is law now. So it isn't making new law. It's clarifying old law. If we put this aside and did nothing today, the House file with that amendment is exactly what would happen, but there would be arguments going on. And there would be people that weren't aggressive being treated poorly.
There would be arguments about who gets to go back to work and who's going to pay for the training.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. But those arguments, as soon as they received a lawyer, those arguments would be won in terms of the veteran, because there is the original law and there is USERRA saying that this will happen. This clarifies it so that people understand it and do not hassle the veteran when they come back.
Maybe first we should entertain a motion to accept the House language, then we will entertain a motion to accept the amendment.
Okay. Who would like to move that?
I have a question, Mr. Chair. You said that did you move to delete lines 15 and
19? I will retract my motion or my comment.
And Mr. Chair, I would have moved to adopt the House language for the conference committee. House file 272.
We want to vote on that.
All right.
You've got the gavel.
Okay, I thought we were sharing the gavel. I thought we were doing that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
If this goes into tomorrow, then I'll have the gavel.
If this goes in tomorrow, I have a different thing I want to work on.
I hate to tell you both where we're going to use that gavel.
Can we have a motion to insert the amendment?
Any nays?
Hearing no nays, carried.
So move.
So move. We have a motion to move the amendment 070901. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Carried. We have a bill. Thank you.
We need to accept it as amended?
Accept it as amended.
I move House File 272 as amended, and be recommended to pass.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Carried. Meeting.